Peace, greetings, and warm welcome. This is episode 20 of Developing Organically with Tabia. I am your host of this podcast, and today we will be discussing the obstacles to doing, because sometimes, or many times, you find yourself inspired, ready to go, ready to take action, only to be stopped, possibly even discouraged, and completely shut down. So, how do you stay self-motivated? Well, I can attest to that happening many times. As a matter of fact, it's almost as if when you make the declaration that you want to pursue a path of entrepreneurship, that life just starts testing you. Life starts seeing if you really about it. You really here for what you say you're here for. Can you be one of those people who sleep in their car and miss meals and stuff because you're so willing to sacrifice for your dream? And a lot of the times, like, that's not everybody's, you know, point. Some of us value our comfort, and so therefore our trajectory is a little, sometimes it plateaus and just completely gets uneventful, you know. But that uneventfulness is exactly where necessity starts to breed invention, and we start yearning to create again and yearning to be great, only to realize that if you're not wanting air as much as you want your dream, then you don't want it that bad. And I've reached that point. Personally speaking, I'm just at a point where I'm not with the fucks anymore. Yeah, I had to say the whole word. I don't care who I offended just there. Because there comes that point where you're just tired of being tired, and you're tired of being whack, and you're tired of not performing at your idea of what's best. You know, you're fitting into someone else's mold barely, and you're not happy, quite frankly speaking. There's nothing in you that feels that passion when you wake up for what it is you're doing. You might be content, you might be complacent, you might be comfortable. A lot of other C words. You might be cushy. But when you strike that I love what I do because I am responsible for what I do, and I don't have to listen to anyone else but me to do what I do, space, that is a win. And everyone wants to win. Everybody. Most of us, we try. And that's the problem right there, the trying. Trying is really not trying. Trying is saying, I'm doing this because I don't know how to do that. And that's a lot of people's issue, is you have this huge idea, but then you don't know the steps to take to get there. Perhaps you're not versed in industry lingo and language, and you don't understand the chain of command, or you don't know how to draft an email properly, who to even direct your correspondence to. You don't know the ins and the outs. You don't know the inner workings. So what the heck? how do you expect to make any advancements when you don't even know how to create a blueprint? Well, from what I understand about that is a lot of self-taught people do what we're doing, which is they do them. They do it anyway. They execute regardless of all of the have-nots, because what's the point of staying in the unknown? You know, when you could just start putting things out there, and then by the law of attraction, which is a very powerful law that activates an awareness of like and similarity in your world once you set your mind to something, will teach you exactly what you need with a certain level of trust and understanding. You'll see for yourself exactly what you're supposed to do. It's not hard. So if you needed this message today, if you needed this reminder to do, to pick up that brush, to paint, to throw that clay on that circle thing and you know, mold, to not press play on that camera, or you know, take that photo or model or whatever it is, cook that meal, you know, do, and get others involved, because people love it when people are doing things and up to things. It gives the people in your circle that same activation. It's like everyone wakes up at the same time and becomes susceptible to the same air, the same energetic air of, yes, I'm doing this, I can do this, and no one is exempt. No one is exempt. A 93-year-old could become an entrepreneur tomorrow and make it onto Oprah, you know, just because he or she put their minds to whatever the hell it is that they wanted to see for themselves. It's that time. It's just a very, very special time to be alive. So why not? Why not? Why not be fantabulous? Yeah, I said it. Fantabulous. Why not be fantabulous and do life exactly how your mother or father or sister thinks you shouldn't? You know? Like, just show everyone how it's done. Show everyone what it looks like to be a dancing fool. But make it to whatever major network you need to make it to. And get your 15 minutes of fame and be smart about it. Don't do anything but keep that hope and dream alive in your heart. Otherwise, you're just going to be sad that you didn't, and no one will care because you didn't care. Marinate on that. And while you are marinating, we are going to do a meditation for visualization. Notice how I put on my meditation voice for you. It is a soft voice. It is a soothing voice. It is a voice that says, no way I am incapable of having that which I desire. There's no way. There is no way. As a matter of fact, ignorance is no excuse of the law. You can look it up. You can Google it. Ignorance is no excuse of the law. So you might be ignorant to the how to's, the when to's, the where to's, but that doesn't stop the law from taking place. So if you want to pursue comedy, for example, you need to take a class. You need to go to your local comedy club, sit in on a show, just because it's Tuesday. Because once you start to surround yourself with the energy, with the spirit of that which you want to welcome more into your life, you are surrounding yourself with community, common unity, people who are on your wavelength, receivers and givers. And that's exactly, this is when things get fun. Because not only do you have a palette of colors to choose from to create this masterpiece that you're working on, but it's almost like the masterpiece is communicating back to you. So pay attention. Pay attention to the urges. Pay attention to the messages you see in your day-to-day. Once you create that space for this masterpiece, and don't get in the way of it. We stop the momentum a lot of the times, and it sucks. It sucks because you have to re-conjure momentum. You have to re-establish momentum. You have to reignite momentum. And if you don't have it in your mind that you're training, then it can feel like drudgery. It can feel like resistance. It can feel like challenge. And if you speak to any marathon runner or any cyclist, resistance, challenge, those harder gears are what strengthens and tones those muscles. But we're over here avoiding it simply because of ignorance. So don't let ignorance be why you're not doing something. If you don't know how to record a podcast, start talking into your phone in the voice memos and store it. If you don't know how to paint, go to a paint and sip. Or just take a piece of paper on a sketch pad and start to draw something. It's really like, that's the hardest part of it, is deciding once to do something. After that, it's easy peasy. After that, it's up to you to be prompted, pay attention to the prompts, and let it develop as it should. And then not, you know, mess it up, you know? Water yourself with vitality and nourishment, and so that you can be sustained. Otherwise, you will be like a neglected plant, all dry and cracking, wondering why your owner didn't just unpress you from the window, because now your whole left side is just broke. You know, you just don't understand how you got here, how you came to be, and you're doing your best to keep hope alive, just don't be like that. Don't feed yourself negativity once you've begun, because then that's what you're destined for. You're destined for doing what you think is the best. And that could be perceived as great for some people, but for others, it's so bad that you should almost be heckled and laughed at and ridiculed. So if that's you, this visualization just may help you. I'd like for everyone who is listening to close their eyes. And once you've closed your eyes, I'd like for you to flutter your eyelids. Relax all of the muscles in your face. Take in a deep breath and picture a warm yellow light facing you head on that you can see through your eyelids with your eyelids closed. I want you to imagine this warm yellow light to be similar to that of the sun when you're in its presence. And I want you to begin to bask and bathe in this warm light that you can see with your eyes closed. This is your fire. This is your internal fire. And it is just crackling and churning away, keeping you going, keeping you activated. Come to this fire where you need to be nourished. Come to this fire when you have things to let go of, such as lack and doubt and frustration, but most of all, fear. And when you're with this fire, be very, very quiet. All you should hear is the sound of the flames. The element of fire represents a building and a destroying simultaneously. So, you want to use this element very wisely when you're in its presence. When you're destroying, you want to be mindful of the ashes you're going to leave behind, as well as the warmth, the energy, and what this fire will feed as you take from it. And then I'd like for you to breathe in a warm, full in breath of air. Air without oxygen, this fire, this internal fire of yours would cease to exist. Imagine that without air, there'd be no fire. Without oxygen, that fire would cease to exist. So it is important when you are visualizing to be breathing deep to sustain your fire. When you need to rejuvenate and recharge and connect with your fire, it is important for you to know the power of your own breathing. The breath is the route inside. The breath is a force that connects you to the all and the everything. The breath brings a sense of calm and peace in times of anxiety and distress. The breath says, no matter what, you've lived to see another day. And then I'd like for you to understand you, mere human, composed of 75% water. Water. Water? Water. Water, 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 water. You are water. Water is another nourishing element that without it, you would perish. When you are in the presence of your fire, and perhaps you've brought to your fire all of the doubt, and you're purging your subconscious of all of the negativity, and now it appears that you are adding gas to the fire. And the fire is blazing out of control. Remember, you are water. You are the only force that is enough to stop your motivation. Water puts out fire. And each time you say, this fire is too much, you put it out. Each time you tell yourself, I can't do this, you've put out your flame. You've dimmed your light. And what kind of how was that? You think if you asked Dave Chappelle how he became such a good comic, he'd tell you he told himself not to be extra? No. You never hear those things. As a matter of fact, people don't tell those stories because those stories suck. Be a doer and stay connected to your elements. The ether, the consciousness, the subconsciousness, our thoughts, the air, the fire, the water, and lastly, the earth, which is the fertility, which is the force upon which you stand, which is your groundedness that allows for all of this to be possible. Always give thanks for your earth, for your organs, for your skin, for your body. Always give thanks for the symbiosis, all of these elements working in perfect harmonic order. And you will begin to understand the nature of trust and faith and why they are often synonymous and interchangeable for doers like yourself. So relax into this space and begin to see yourself perfecting your craft. The craft that you've just begun or might have been doing for years. See yourself being seen by others being great. See yourself giving speeches and becoming an expert in your field. See yourself being whisked away on trips, spreading your message. See yourself being seen by your family and friends in awe and proud and supportive of your work. But mostly, see yourself in the mirror, proud, happy, fulfilled. You've done it. You have what it takes. You've always known that. And you did it, and you didn't let anything stop you, and you have it. And you have the exact formula you need. And the exact team and everyone around you is perfect. There's a lot of nightlife out tonight. For this reason, it is important to protect yourself. Even if you have to protect yourself from yourself and stop anything but progress from happening. In your visualization, don't worry about the external forces or the nightlife or the naysayers or the darkness. Or any of that other stuff that is beyond your control. Because once you shift your focus onto those things, then now those things are where your energy is focused on. And if you can imagine a plug in a socket or an extension cord, and you unplugging the extension cord from the wall, everything that's plugged into that extension cord now has no juice. Simply because you've shifted your focus onto something else. So don't do that. Don't do that. Be thankful. Be great. Be more than great. Be amazing. and support one another's visions. If you have a friend who shares with you, "Oh, I've always wanted to do this," encourage that friend to do that thing. And then tell someone what your friend is doing. Help get the word out. Because as you work on behalf of other people, people are working on behalf of you. And then you'll find that you really aren't alone amongst this ecosystem. And there's no need to be bewildered about the wild world out there. Rare one. I can get into a space of channel and just turn on that switch and start speaking life, speaking abundance, speaking prosperity, speaking health and wealth. But mostly, I would like to make a request of all the listeners out there. If you liked what you heard, tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell that friend who's doing that thing. This is what they need to hear, and that's what you think of them. Make someone feel good today, tonight, tomorrow. Tell them, "This made me think of you." Entrepreneurs love praise and feedback, and to know that they're not crazy. Be that person who is speaking life into them. There's so many disbelievers out there, but the biggest disbelievers are the entrepreneurs themselves, who are working tirelessly on behalf of something that they can only feel but don't exactly see yet. So just be supportive, share, leave a review, and 5 stars, because it'll only get better, it'll only get juicier, there'll only be more content poured into this space, and more great interviews, and more gems, and more people contributing to the conversation. Each one, reach one. Aight? So, that was tonight's juice. Tonight's episode of Developing Organically was sponsored by my brain on inspired. Yeah, it was. So thank you for listening. And thank you for sharing. And thank you for rocking out with me while you were cleaning your house or washing those dishes or driving in your vehicle. I know how it is to need stimulation and to need positive feedback, and this is that. So I'm happy to help. And if you'd like to hear more, submit. Let me know what we should talk about, and we will. I'm connected to just about any person you can think of in any industry. So if you have specific questions, we can address those. And if you'd like to go a little bit more out there, you can look forward to the catalyst being these card readings I'm going to start doing. So that'll be the next episode. And You know, I promised weekly I'd do those. But we're going to just continue to develop organically for now. And trust ourselves. Trust in yourself, because if you don't, no one else will trust you anyway. Alright? Peace, 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 peace. Peace, 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 peace. Can I get some peace? Can I get some peace of mind? Peace of mind, peace of mind, peace of spirit. Because I know what I know and what I feel. And what I feel is alive in me. It's for me to give to you. It's a gift. The gift that keeps on giving. It gives and 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 it gives. And it is unending. A never-ending stream of increase and positivity that everyone can be a recipient of if they allow it. That's how gifts are. But here's the thing. Your gift is not going to be for everyone. That's okay. Everyone is not programmed to receive everything. But the people who are your hardcore base, they have been waiting for you to do this for forever now. OMG, you have a whole just bunch of people out there waiting for you. Doesn't that feel great to know? Doesn't that feel great to know that you will never miss a meal again? You better stop playing. Yes. Talk to y'all soon. All right now. Y'all be good now.